had chickens. And
do you remember anything about the special treatment for the setting hen? Did you have a place to keep the...
Well, I always mine had chicken houses, and you had a place for them to come in, and when you want to set, I guess they just put so many eggs out there, the hen shows signs of wanting to do it, and then you do it, but...
What I wondered about were small boxes, box type things.
Oh yes, you had a place coming in, you just more or less, as I remember, you mean the nest?
Well, a place to keep the small chickens from getting trampled by other chickens.
Well, I don't remember too much about the chickens, except chickens on Sunday, maybe or less.
I see.
I'll tell you something else about when we were kids. I remember we used to have such hearty breakfast and back in those days compared to now. I remember eating chicken for breakfast, a steak. Mm-hmm. You know, it really feed for breakfast. Now, gee, bowl of cereal, what the hell else you want?
Well, you probably worked it off.
That's right.
Do you remember any way of calling the different animals, different calls that would make them come in?
Well, you make a mule, a horse, or a man come to it. Whistle, I guess it just kind of handed down. But I'm sorry I can't do that, but you know, you're talking about that type.
Yes, sir, that's right.
That's right. You whistling and he'll raise his head and come right on after.
How about the cows?
That's kind of like Poplaw's dog, though, you know, how you could make him behave and feed him with that whistle and he'll come every time. Now,
the cows and the pigs, do you remember any way of...
Mules, what I remember most about.
And do you remember what you called the... Well, if you took a calf away from a cow, what kind of noise would the two of them make? Some kind of...
You mean... I know what you how they called each other moving.
Cow would moo and the calf would...
Well, I don't know about what the calf would say.
Well, would you call it a blate or is that a blate or a ball or a...
Yeah, well, a calf ball.
I see.
Yeah, that's right, calf ball.
Those are the kind of things
that's what they said, the ball and ball was what they used.
If a horse came in to eat, he'd make a kind of a snuffling noise. Wouldn't be exactly a whinny or a neigh.
I can't tell. I don't remember. I know what you're talking about.
Would they call it a whicker or a knicker or?
Well, nickering, I believe that.
Sometimes I find
nickering.
They call it knicker or whicker.
Nickering, as I remember.
Both ways. And another interesting thing is the different words that farmers would use for the male and female of the different animals. And whether you would you say, of course, you'd have the mare, and then for the male horse,
you mean a stud?
Would you say that in front of a woman, or was there a feeling that that was not a very good word?
Well, as I remembered, it was. You wasn't say too boldly of those things.